Last night, the Cleveland Cavaliers won the right to pick first in next month's NBA draft. They are all but certain to select LeBron James, the 18-year-old basketball prodigy who played high school ball in nearby Akron. It was a big day for James. He also struck a shoe contract with Nike valued at upwards of $90 million. The deal is the largest ever given to a rookie athlete. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
If $90-plus million sounds like a lot of money to give a kid who's never even played college basketball, consider this. In 1984, Michael Jordan himself only got $2.5 million for his shoe deal. Of course, Jordan's iconic success sparked shoe deal inflation, but LeBron James's deal is still multiples higher than most. The 6'8", 240-pound teenager has been astounding veteran sports announcers like ESPN's Dick Vitale.
Are you serious? Are you serious? Are you serious? How many college guys or NBA guys can make that pass?
Still, there are plenty of high school superstars who did not play well when they leapfrogged college to play in the NBA. And when it comes to selling shoes, even some of the best NBA stars have been disappointing. Peter Roby directs Northeastern University's Center for Sport in Society. He used to work for Reebok and helped sign Shaquille O'Neal to a contract.
Shaq's personality was so positive and so good, and we thought the kids in particular were going to be so attracted to Shaq as to really kind of make him a Pied Piper for kids. But the thing that was hard is that we also didn't have complete control of what Shaq did from a marketing standpoint. So when he started to get into the movies and make movies like Kazam and others that really kind of were, in our estimation and the estimation of the kids, kind of hokey, it really hurt all of our marketing attempts.
Also, Roby says it turns out that the 340-pound O'Neal is just so big that kids can't really aspire to be like him. By contrast, Allen Iverson, at 6'1 and 160 pounds, has sold a lot more shoes. Some sports marketers also say Iverson has more of a tough guy image and street cred that earn him respect among teenagers. Kobe Bryant, who's arguably a better player, has sold fewer shoes. So since all this has been hard to predict in the past, some sports marketing experts say Nike's taking a big risk here. But there were other companies willing to make that gamble and bidding up the deal.
Well, I thought it was going to be higher.
Rick Burton heads up a center at the University of Oregon that studies the business of sports. He says executives at the shoe companies are convinced that this kid is going to be one of the greatest players ever and that he will sell a lot of shoes.
This is a guy who appears to have mad skills that these general managers, these sneaker companies, don't believe exist in the entire current pool of players that are out there. This is like thinking you've discovered a chosen one. I mean, I guess it's a little bit like the movie The Matrix. You know, is LeBron James Neo? You know, we have found the guy who has the magic powers.
LeBron James will soon test those powers when he goes up against seasoned NBA players. That is, after he graduates high school on June 7th. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Jim Wallace and Barry Gordimer, and directed by Van Williamson and Christine Arrowsmith. The production staff includes Steve Monroe, Melissa Gray, Sarah Mobley-Smith, Chip Grabo, Kara Gerhard, Christopher Johnson, Ralph Cooper, Diana Douglas, Claudette Haberman, Melissa Yeager-Miller, Ari Shapiro, Melinda Weir, and Emily Barocas. The executive producer is Ella McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Bob Edwards.